The ceaseless stream of electrons. Students must learn the value of life. Some feel that life is something that comes to them naturally and is their due and right, and they dispense it with the careless way of giving it to the universe around them that the Roman emperors used in throwing coppers to their slaves. Knowing every electron in this universe, through being the cosmic dispenser of energy to the planet Earth in cooperation with the beloved Helios, I spend hours of time in admiration and devotion to the ceaseless stream of tiny beings from God's own heart that are constantly pouring into the mighty I Am presence of unascended beings. These little beings are the electrons that are spoken of so frequently in the Bridge to Freedom activity, and they have individualities of their own. And some will evolve into a race, attaining mastery as the human race is today, if they chose. The sea of electronic force is dispensed by the mighty I Am presence of every life stream into the physical form, and it is there that the great atrocities are committed, which are much more vicious than the crimes of the dictators that so arouse the indignation of mankind. For billions and billions of these tiny electronic beings who seek but safe passage through a human form are crushed and battered and so misshapen and distorted that when they reach the aura of the life stream, their mission is completely destroyed and they disintegrate until they can be purified by some of the messengers of the Godhead and return home for repolarization. Precious students, the electrons within you have come with gifts and powers of healing and peace, and they will give generously and gratefully their cooperation to renew every bit of muscle, bone, and tissue of the lower bodies in gratitude for their safe passage into the universe, where their duty is to fill God's kingdom with perfection. Some wise life streams invite and invoke these beings by maintaining harmony in the four lower bodies. They will find these exquisite beings filling their aura and their individual lives with the gifts they brought from home, and they will continue to serve from the happy aura, which will be so much to their liking that they will be completely at peace in their temporary exile. Such a chela will find opulence and health, beauty, and a myriad of God's gifts released by the electronic substance. These gifts cannot be coaxed away by any of the dissonance of the outer world. The electrons finding harmony, happiness, and love in the third dimensional plane will cling close to the aura and orbit of such a feeder and would naturally not desire to go out into the discordant vibrations which are around the planet.